Good afternoon, and welcome to the National Press Club. My name is Clayton Boyce, and I'm president of the National Press Club and news editor at Knight Ridder Tribune News Service. I'd like to welcome club members and their guests in the audience today, as well as those of you who are listening to this program on National Public Radio or watching on C-SPAN. Before introducing our head table, I would like to remind our members of upcoming speakers. On April 30th, Robert Dole, Senate Minority Leader, will discuss President Clinton's first 100 days in office. Someone said earlier that we have quite a lineup this week. On Thursday, His Holiness, and on Friday, the Prince of Darkness. So. On May 4th, Christopher Patton, Governor of Hong Kong, will address the club on economic and political developments in Hong Kong. On May 5th, Mickey Cantor, the U.S. Trade Representative, will discuss GATT and NAFTA. And on May 12th, Richard Riley, Secretary of the Department of Education, will address the club on the Clinton administration's education agenda. I'd like to remind you that audio and videotapes of Press Club luncheons are available through the National Press Club Library or by calling 1-800-952-TAPE. The news lately has been full of reports of the opening of the Holocaust Museum here in Washington and the ongoing brutality in the former Yugoslavia. But our speaker today would like to remind us of another part of the world that suffers under foreign rule and violence. Since 1949, Tibetans have been struggling with the communist Chinese invasion of their small country and more recent population transfer of Chinese into Tibet. What is viewed as the development of a rural province to the Chinese is seen as colonialism to Tibetans and a severe threat to their struggle for national independence. Leading the Tibetans in their fight for self-government is His Holiness, the 14th Dalai Lama of Tibet, Tenzin Gyatso, the political and religious leader of the country. Born in 1935 in a small farming village in northeastern Tibet, His Holiness was recognized at the age of two as the reincarnation of his predecessor through a series of miraculous signs in accordance with Tibetan tradition. A year after the Chinese invasion, the 15-year-old leader assumed full temporal power despite his lack of experience in government. For 9 years, he worked with the Chinese, hoping to assuage the effect of their occupation upon his people. But in 1959, after a failed uprising against the Chinese, the Dalai Lama and 80,000 Tibetans escaped to India, where they have set up a government in exile that now numbers 130,000. Since 1967, the Dalai Lama has traveled to more than 50 nations seeking support for his people's quest to preserve Tibetan culture and religion. He has emphasized the need for greater compassion and peace in the world and for better understanding of different faiths. Among the many awards he has received are the Nobel Peace Prize in 1989, the Raoul Wallenberg Congressional Human Rights Award in 1989, and the Albert Schweitzer Humanitarian Award in 1987. Please join me in welcoming to the National Press Club His Holiness the Dalai Lama.
Brothers and sisters, I'm very happy to be here with you, and indeed I feel great honor to have this opportunity to speak with you. Can you do that? Rawlinson. Although I will try to speak through my own broken English, but occasionally I need the translator's help. Now here, first of all, I would like to express my appreciation to the quite large gathering here. And you see many, of course, the media people. So the media are very supportive for our cause. And then usually I have observation or some opinion. There is a media naturally, they report every new events. But sometimes I feel, the newspaper is such as a powerful media. But then, they report, sometimes all these negative things happen, immediately, become the headline. But those deeper human value, sometimes bit, neglect, to make, news. I think, after all, human nature, I believe, basic human nature is gentleness. So there is something horrible things happen. Then our reaction is something shocking. Surprise. So that means, that not fit in our basic nature. So of course, that is something really news. It become news. But at the same time, I think it is, so through that way, when I discuss with people, then people often argue with me, but the human nature is negative. So many suffering, so many killings, so many negative things happen. Because of that, human nature is something negative. But then, my argument is, that if we look in deeper, then while the murderer or some negative things happen there, but these is something, because of these medias, become something very obvious. The otherwise, in reality, millions and millions of people, for example, children, getting care from someone else, the human feeling, and also the old people or patient, getting care by someone else. So this shows basically there are a lot of good things there. But then, therefore, I really feel in order to change our world, better world, more happier, more peaceful, that initiative cannot come from government or politician, but each individual, us, must make effort to have better world. First, I think happier family must develop happier family. So, in through that way, happier community. That join the happier world, then become reality. So in order to do that, first, I think most important thing is realize our own potential, the positive potential. It's something telling us, oh, you are negative, hopeless, humanity is something hopeless. That's, I think, wrong. So, some positive seed is there. Weak. At that moment, we need every care to develop that. But instead of that, saying, oh, humanity is negative, or our future is because of gloom,
doomed.
I don't think that is the right way to present. So, if this is wrong, then I apologize. But I really feel, the media's people, I think, have some special responsibility, to promote human value,
good value. So that, you see, those troublemakers become minority and localize. It's much better, less danger. This is one thing. Then second thing, I really grateful, you see, media, in the sense, you see, they all, you see, there's some, you see, the negative things, which something, you see, under, you see, beautiful surface or beautiful face, behind there are some rotten things there. The media, sharp eye, and good nose, you see, smelling, I think very, very helpful. Really. Some people, you see, say too much interference about privacy or something. I do not agree that. The double face, I think, always bad. It is much better, you see, to make too open. So if you want something, say openly. You see, this saying something, doing something, I think these are the sources of human suffering. So I feel very, very grateful. You see, with your instrument and sometimes almost like a spying, I think it is good. Now, full stop. This is one part. Then the my visit here the last few days, I feel very, very fruitful, very fruitful. And firstly, I visited the museum,
Holocaust Museum.
It's a museum.
Of course, when you're seeing, you see this picture, you feel something very, very, it's an unspeakable sort of,
unspeakable
sort of, is the feeling. Then usually, as a human nature, when we see, you see some very, very cruel things or some horrible things, then sometimes, you see, it discouraged. Or lose hope. And sometimes, you see, it creates hatred and desire for revenge. I think both these, you see, feeling is wrong, not good. Because the problem is there. Negative thing is there. It is bound to be there. What to do? We have such a wonderful human intelligence, and with human determination, based on human, gentleness nature. Combination these things, we have capacity to overcome all these negative things. So there's no point to discourage oneself. This is very, very important. Then second thing, the revenge, what use? Loser and winner, the loser side take revenge. Then another occasion, you see, they again, you see, another trouble, another suffering, and again turn endless. So much better is the forgiveness. Right? Forgiveness. In the meantime, instead of pointing on someone else or revenge or some different thing, no. Look at inside. If human ability utilized in wrong direction, it becomes horrible, awful, very bad. So therefore, I must make check about my own sort of daily life, be a good human being. As a lesson, you see, from this picture, yes, I also have the seed of hatred. And hatred lead destruction.
So realize that. Try to control. Try to minimize. The same using some picture of, you see, another, you see, type of human being. So who can rescue those, you see, the suffering people or endangered people? So this, again, you see, clearly demonstrate human compassion, human sense of responsibility. You see, they also, you see, have this tremendous energy of power, you see, to do constructive thing. So that's it also here. We, every of us, each of us, you see, have the both seed. Now, what is our responsibility is, you see, try to minimize this negative thing. Try to promote the positive thing. First, transform within ourselves. Then there is real opportunity, you see, to have happier human life, happier human family.
Community.
So that is, you see, my, how to say, the, my impression, right? Or my, how to say, understanding after, you see, seeing, you see, that,
museum.
That, you see, museum, that remarkable museum. Then, of course, you see, I, at the time, this is what say, you see, the, I will explain this later. You see, because of these circumstances, I really, you see, is seeking help. At such time, that I really, you see, get great inspiration from this visit. My meeting with, as I said, my old friend, this is a staunch supporter of Tibetan issue, from senators as well as Congress, Khasa Congress
members of the Congress.
Members of Congress. I said, they very good. I really, you see, they inspired. Then also, you see, my meeting with President, although you see, the meeting with President, very short. In spite, you see, I really, you see, satisfy. I really, you see, feel happy. Because, you know, the, oh, I don't know what is your opinion, but I feel, you see, the energetic, young, energetic, you see, leadership, I think the new circumstances or new time, I think that also, I think good. So I mentioned to him both. Although I always respect the elder people, you see, who have, you see, the deep sort of experiences and also wisdom through their own experiences. But then sometimes, whether I should say or not, I don't know. you see, sometimes the elder experienced, you see, people, certain idea somehow is fixed in their mind and difficult to change. So from that viewpoint, you see, I thought, you see, oh, younger generation, more open-minded, more flexible, maybe useful. So I expressed both to the president as well as the vice president. Do you agree? Some of, you see, yeah, some elder people. So I don't know. So in any way, I really, you see, expressed, you see, these, you see, feeling. And actually, one purpose of my, you see, visit here, you see, make a congratulation, you see, to them. And then of course, they, I mentioned about our present, you see, my country's situation, and you see, need help. So I appealed, or I expressed, and then particularly with, you see, Vice President, since, you see, there's some time, since some time ago, you see, we know each other quite well, so, and also, you see, there, quite enough time, so I explained, you see, more detail. And also, I show, you see, this picture. I said to the president and both the vice president and the president. So generally, they, I really feel, you see, they, satisfactory, how to say.
Satisfied.
Satisfied.
Third secretary visit, right?
Not he.
You know, the worst thing, my English never progress. Sometimes, you see, even degenerate. But in any way, quite useful. So now, you see, the reason why I said is these things is, you see, the Tibet, the... Now, I will explain it in few words, I think better. You see, since Chinese occupation, the tremendous sort of sufferings and destructions happen. Although nobody can deny, you see, some progress, some, you see, development, more school, more better, or say the road, things like that. But even his late Panchen Lama, you see, just before his certain death, he publicly stated the amount of, construction or positive thing simply cannot match the amount of the suffering and the destructions. So, and then because of this serious situation, I really feel, you see, we really need effort to save this nation. So irrespective of what, you see, the political, you see, the status, these things, I really, you see, feel the Tibetan nation with unique culture must save. And with these reasons, around 1970, late 78, and the beginning of 79, you see, we developed, the direct contact with the Government of the People's Republic of China. Since then, up to now, 4 fact-finding delegation visited into Tibet through China, and then 2 exploratory delegation or mission visited Peking. These are in early 80s. Then since then, you see, my personal sort of emissary visited 10 times. The last one,
Beijing.
Visited Beijing 10 times. The last one, the June 92. And during these period, we told Chinese government or Chinese officials what our complaint and our view. You see, the best way to solve this, you see, the problem we expressed, but no response. Even, you see, I made 2 proposals in publicly. One, 87, the 5-point peace plan, and then 88, another, you see, the proposal, which more detailed explanation about what will be a kind of arrangement or relation between Tibet and China in future. But there is no concrete response from the Chinese government. In this proposal, you will know, you see, that I made maximum concession, but still the Chinese authority do not satisfy. So meanwhile, inside Tibet, the things getting worse and worse. Mainly the population transfer. Now, according to our information, you see, there are more than 7 million of Chinese, whereas the Tibetan population around 6 million. So because of time goes, more and more Chinese, you see, the population, you see, settle in Tibet. So the damaging environment or the more tension between Chinese and Tibetans always happen. So as a result, more arrest, more torture, so the immeasurable human rights violations always happen. Then also you see, the environment, like you see, the Chinese, you see, the what's it, the mining Tibetan the natural resources without a proper plan. So there is the danger of erosion, and also without serious consideration about the ecological, you see, thing, the making dam. That also, you see, creates some problem. And also, unless there's some check, the future, there will be a lot of problem. And then, you see, if the Tibetan, Tibetan plateau, Tibetan area, the water pollution or contaminated things happen, then the major rivers, which go through India as well as China and Vietnam, you see, the original source, many of these rivers, you see, original source come from Tibet. So it affects, you see, millions of people on that, you see, region. So this is quite serious. And plus, you see, there is some, I would say, the quite, what's it,
quite clear
is the evidence that there is some nuclear wasting damping in some area. So these are, you see, the it's a very, very serious, you see, thing. So then the another important thing is, because of, you see, the large number of Chinese, you see, population, then it automatically create, you see, the situation in it, whether intentionally or unintentionally, Tibetan culture is diminishing. So some kind of culture genocide is going on. Now, for example, this is Lhasa Valley. The 2/3 of the population are Chinese. Then in it, they say, you see, the shops and restaurants owned by Chinese, more than 12,500. Whereas shops and restaurants owned by Tibetan, only 300, about 300. So that's the situation. So therefore, this time, now my part, I made every effort to save Tibetan nation under this, you see, most difficult period, but failed. Last 14 years, my effort, you see, no positive result. So inside situation, as I mentioned earlier, see, things, even day in some area, day by day, you see, things become worse. So therefore, now according to our, you see, past 14 years, our experience, now unless some, you see, pressure from world community, you see, things really, you see, going, I say, or hopeless or difficult. So you see, we really need the international communities, you see, not only moral support, but some active support, and particularly this country. So with these reasons, I'm very happy, you see, to see, you see, the bill which introduced in both houses, you see, regarding the status of most favored nation with condition. In it, you see, the human right violation in Tibet and particularly the population transfer, you see, clearly, you see, mentioned. This is very, very encouraging. So I think you may clarify more in the explanation, I think, in later. So this is very encouraging sign. So these are, you see, the point which I, you see, they explained to you. In spite, you see, the failure, still I, you see, the very, very eager, you see, to have dialogue with the Chinese government without any precondition. This is my up to date with my struggle or my effort. Now, about the future Tibet, I already made clear one of the 5-point peace plan. The future Tibet must be, irrespective of what kind of political status, the Tibet must be zone of peace. It's so that the not only 6 million Tibetan, but also the millions of people, both our neighbor, India and China, will get benefit. So in the past, Tibet acted as a buffer state. So since Chinese invasion, since the Chinese put a lot of Chinese stationed a lot of Chinese soldier army in Tibet, then they the situation on that continent completely changed. So in future, Tibet is created as a demilitarized a zone of peace and can be tremendous benefit for all those states around that there. Then one thing, I think it is important to know. The India and China, not only just mere two countries, but most populous two nations. These two nations combined almost half of the population of the world. So the stability, not stability by force or military differences, no, but stability on the basis of genuine mutual trust, genuine harmony, genuine friendship is the key thing for peace on that region. So there, the Tibet issue is important role. And then there is a Tibet in future, I already made very clear, as soon as we got freedom and we returned, I will not take any form of leadership. I will return, usually I introduce myself as a simple Buddhist monk. I really decided, once the obstacle was over, then I will be a just simple Buddhist monk. So the Tibet will have elected government. So that is, I already not only expressed my the desire, but also formally now I decided which is the official sort of document. Now that is our future dream. So now Tibet issue is not only just a human right issue, but the environment also involved, the culture also involved, the idea of decolonization also involved, and need the more open or wider political solution. That is important. So, meantime, I would like to ask you, if you come to help us, for the moment, you will not gain any profit. We have no oil, we have nothing to offer to you. But Tibet issue is moral issue. And your American ancestors, like Lincoln or Jefferson, I think they stood firmly on moral principle. In modern time, I noticed the American, even the most powerful nation also, they're losing these principles because of the reality. I understand. It's understandable. During the Cold War, during the East-West bloc, it's there. It is understandable. Now that gone. I think new circumstances. I think time has come. Is it to think or to revalue? I think to revalue all the predecessors. The moral principle. Is it so that I think the popularity among the world will increase. The American nuclear weapon and economic power alone will not create more popular. Once in caucus, I mentioned some of my congressman friend. I'm not admire your weapon. I really admire your principle, democracy, freedom, and liberty. Now your policy, I think, must guide it with these things. So let American people's hearts speak. That's important. Thank you.